Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, we'll begin with the Iraqi premier having reiterated that Baghdad is after an exclusion from U.S. sanctions against Iran.
We have repeatedly stated that we can be included in the U.S. sanctions. As for us, gas is one of the most important sources of energy, and I think the American side understands this.
Adil Abdul Mahdi said that Baghdad plans to send a delegation to the United States to seek an exemption from its sanctions on energy imports from Iran. He stressed the significance of gas imports from Iran for his country's power sector. Now, Washington gave Iraq a 45-day waiver for imports of gas from Iran when it reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil sector in early November. The U.S. also decided to issue temporary allotments to several countries, including China, India, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey. Now, joining us now to San Bernardino, California, is Professor David Yahubian, Professor of History out of Cal State University, San Bernardino. Hello, David. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. And now, David, I mean, has Washington shot itself in the foot? It said it's going to get Iran's exports with respect to oil and gas down to zero in no time. It's not looking good for Washington. Your thoughts?
Well, definitely in the context of Iraq, it's not looking good for the hawks in Washington, because they're basically not going to be able to remove the waivers that enable Iraq to continue to purchase energy from Iran. 45% of Iraq's energy needs are provided by Iran, and the idea that Iraq would go along with American sanctions to extend American empire and global hegemony rather than take care of its own people, its own economy, and deal with stable regional countries is simply absurd. It's a non-starter, and the Iraqi government is not going to it will work with the American government as far as it can to potentially invite investment, but as far as you know, cutting off its own nose to spite its face and work against Iran to halt its own provision of the energy that it needs, this is simply not going to be happening. I just briefly want to quote Energy Secretary Perry said, "The time has come for Iraq to break its dependence on less reliable nations seeking domination and control." I'm sure he didn't mean it in this context, but I believe most global observers would perceive that to relate to the need for Iraq to break once and for all from the United States, who has not only in the 15 years completely destroyed its country and its infrastructure, but continued to enable the chaos basically by way of its proxy, the Daesh terrorist group. And evidence of this we can see right now in the Syrian Hajin pocket. And so the United States continues to play its games of destabilization, of playing one nation off against another. And this is all in the interest of its control. Senator Graham made what we could perhaps consider a Freudian slip yesterday when, in criticizing Mohammed bin Salman, he said that, basically, and I'm quoting, "By hooking up with this guy, we harm our ability to govern the region." That's what this is all about. Rick Perry is out in Baghdad to attempt to force the Iraqi government to harm its own interests and its own economy by supplanting Iranian energy provision with those from American private corporations. And this is simply not going to work. The Iraqi government is not going to go along with it.
And that's the thing, you know, countries like Iraq, like India, like China, they're not trying to spite Washington and say, look, we're more allied with Iran, because in some cases, like you just mentioned, they may not be. But the thing is, they're putting their people's interests, the needs of their citizens. I mean, people need warmth, they need, you know, they need lighting. And right now, guess what? Energy is becoming more and more scarce. There's outages, you very well know, in certain parts of Iraq. So this is really them just trying to cater to their people's desperate needs.
Definitely, and I think an important point here is that Iraq certainly is an energy producer and provider, a major member of OPEC, It is because of the last 15 years of destruction created and enabled by the United States of America that Iraq is in this situation. So being in a relatively weak position in the region and globally, Iraq is understandably going to try to forge relationships and allow investment from anywhere that investment can be acquired. But it puts it in basically a completely untenable and impossible situation to proclaim the need for Iraq to cut off 45% of its energy imports, which it desperately needs simply to serve the interests of American empire and American global hegemony.
Thank you for joining us on the program, David. That's Professor David Yagubian joining us there out of San Bernardino, California, professor of history at Cal State University.